Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. Parenting, published by the words of my soul. You stayed up all night trying to make sense of it all. Here it is the next day and you still don't have a solution. You're wondering how long darkness has been renting this space for free. You tell yourself, I must tread carefully, in fear of the unknown. I think instinctively you knew changes were happening, but were not quite ready to face it. You blame yourself. There is love and light that comes from every choice you've made in life, even the mistakes. I know you are hurt by the knowledge you possess through the gifts of discernment and clairvoyance. I could tell you that everything will be okay, but that will not soothe you. Instead, I'll ask you a question. What removes darkness? You're smart, so I know you said light. If you think you are the problem that caused the darkness to enter this precious space, then you are also the light that forces it to leave. Use your love, not your anger, not your disappointment, not your fear, not your authority. Use your love abundantly to light up any traces of darkness. What good are your words to the rest of the world if they are not loud enough for the most important part of your world to hear? Do not fret. Speak love louder. Hold love closer. Build love stronger. You are love and light. You got this. This message is dedicated to all the parents who don't have all the answers, because there is no rule book, there is no guide, there is no handbook. There are only instincts, intuition, love. So as parents, we endure so much. As parents, we make sacrifices. And the only reason why we do what we do, why we go so hard, why we face the challenges unapologetically, is for the betterment of our children. It's for the smile on their faces. And sometimes life throws us curveballs. Sometimes there are obstacles that you feel like you can't overcome. However, you can and you will overcome it. You will be fine. Your children will be happy. They will know they are loved. And they will know that you've done everything in your power to the best of your ability to protect them, to love them, to nurture them, to take care of them. And maybe they don't know it now, but don't fret. They will. You just love through the obstacles, love through the challenges, love through the darkest of the darkest days. Because you were chosen to give your love and light in a world of darkness. You were chosen to be a source of happiness where it feels like it's so dim. You got this. I hope you enjoyed this poem given to you by the Words of My Soul podcast. Might it inspire you to follow, contribute, and tell everyone about your favorite creative healing podcast, The Words of My Soul. This is your host, Destiny Taylor, signing off. And on that note, I'm out.